Today's daf, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Nedarim Daf Chof, and we did the Mishnah already, but let's just review it quickly. So the end of the previous Mishnah, it spoke about the Pirusham Lahakel, you could be Mefarish and Neder in the way that it is Lahakel. There were two Madrigas to that. In the Mishnah that we had earlier, it was talking about a suffix about the meaning that was innate in the word that you're using. Use the word Truma. Do you mean Truma's Goren? Do you mean Trumas Halishka? Use the word Cherem. Do you mean Cherem of the Kayanim, or do you mean Cherem of the Berak HaBayit? But then we had this Mishnah, here on Daf Chof, which closes the Sugya, and which speaks about a far-off interpretation that is not innate in how I would have thought that the word is open to interpretation. And that is where he talks about things like Nadar B'Cherem, V'Amar No Nadar Tiel B'Cherem O'Shel Yam. He wasn't talking about any kind of cherem, not charmei kayanim, not charmei perek abayit. He was talking about fishing nets, which a little bit ridiculous, but he says that's what I had in mind. I didn't really want a netter. I just wanted people to be nervous that I was making a netter. Or he said be korban, but he meant korbanot shemalachim. Or he said hare atzmi korban, but he said I was talking about a bone, not myself. Or he says, Konem Ishti Nenetli, he says, but of course I was only talking about my first wife, whom I long ago divorced. So in all of these cases, the halacha is that Al Kulam Ein Nishalim Lehem, which seems to be saying that it's not a neder at all, if they claim that this is what they mean. And then the Gemara will point out there's a contradiction. You go right in and you say, if they did Shael, I thought you said we're not Shael. But anyway, if they were Shael, so then we have to punish them. And we have to be machmer on them. We don't know exactly what that means, but the Gemara will discuss it. The Chachamim Maimrim? No, we don't punish them. But Potrim and Petach Bimakom Acher. So we find some other idea, not the fact that it's not a netter, because you meant a bone in your drawer, and Melamdim Otam. Now, it's not clear what this is. Is this an explanation of what it means, potrim lehem, or does it mean we give them a special driver's course, a nedarim course, so that they won't come to act this way again? That we'll have to see again in the Gemara. V'chachamim omrim. Okay, so that melamdim otam k'dei shelo yinagu kalus rosh b'nedarim. And now today, we start with the Gemara that we haven't yet learned. Ask the Gemara, well, isn't this a contradiction? You say in the same line, Ein Nishalim Lehem, that they don't require any kind of she'ela, and then you say, Im Nishalu, Onchim Otam, U'machmirin Alehem. What do you mean, if they asked the court to be matir them? I thought, there is no neder. You said you don't need to be she'el. So how can you say those two words? Om Rav Yehuda, Achi Katani, the Kulan Ein Tzrichim She'ela. But, now you have to put in the words, when do we say that there's no need for she'ela, that's dafka tamid chocham? But, as we've seen before, differences were recheshed, that people will come to be meko b'nedarim. So, ba'ama oretz shebali she'el. If an ama oretz is coming along, and he is saying that he, now this is a question, whether he actually has to ask. So, is that the point, or do we go after him, and we say, you have to ask? That seems to be a machlokas, basically, because there are some shitas that say that if he comes to ask, it means that he is not sure about it, right? So in other words, we don't tell him, well, a letter like that doesn't mean anything. But it's not that we're going to chasing after him and say, listen, Bezdin is b'chayiv you to keep this letter. But that's not the way the Ran understands it, and the pashtus is that when we're talking about an ama oretz, the Bezdin goes out of its way to teach him that this is something that he has to go ahead and get a real heter for. And what do you mean by the words onshin oto machmirin alav? What are those two things? Machmirim, I understand. Machmirim would mean that, remember, there are three ways, really, of canceling this particular netter, right? A, tell him it's not a netter because you were talking about a bone in your drawer. Okay. B, we could tell him, well, you have charata because you're coming, you're saying, I'm sorry, I made this netter, I was in a bad mood, I shouldn't have made it. That's called charata. I got angry, and I said something that I really would never have said if I wasn't in a highly emotional state. That's called charata, not petach. Now, petach is that, well, I knew exactly what I was doing, but I realized it was stupid. So then we have to say, okay, what if at the time that you made the neder, you would have been aware of X, Y, or Z? And we have to find a petach that is not a dover, that is nolad, not something new, that wasn't perceivable at that time. So then if he could say, well, the truth is, if somebody would have said that to me at the time, I wouldn't have made the neder, that's called a petach. But that is not charata. So the chumrah would be that he can't just come in and say, I'm sorry, I was angry. We have to actually find a petach. So, okay, I can understand that that may be what is meant here according to the Tanakhama. Machmirim means we can't just let him come in with charata itself. But when you say we punish him, in what sense? Onshin means what? Hechidami, kidetanya, mishna zavya val nizirotom. So somebody was already over on his Naziris. So now he comes into Bethan and he says, listen, you know, I need a heter for this Naziris. I said, well, what do you need that? Well, I was sort of over on the Naziris, so I need to retroactively cancel my Naziris. He said, oh, no. We don't help you out to retroactively cancel the things that you screwed up. Sorry, Buster. So you're going to have to keep the amount of the zeros that you were over on. So that would be essentially what the punishment is. That just like over there, we say that he has to be noigbo iser, the same number of days that he was noigbo heter, and then we will pater. We're not going to let him get away with murder. And now we're going to be like, encouraging juvenile delinquency. No, that's not what we do. After you keep the number of days that you were over on, then we'll be mater. You divi Rebbe Yehuda. Omar Rebbe Yossi, but this is not always true, because there's a maximum. In other words, we make you keep a Naziris. But let's say a guy said, I'm going to be a Nazir for a year, and he didn't keep the Naziris for a year. And now he wants to cancel that Naziris retroactively. We don't make him keep a Naziris for a year. We make him keep a Naziris. Now, it's Tam Naziris or Shoshim Yom. So that means that we cap this punishment by the maximum of Naziris. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So, Naziris mu'etet is the standard minimal Naziris, which is Shloshim Yom. But if it was a Naziris that was longer than that, as long as he keeps the maximum of a Naziris mu'etet, dayo b'Shloshim Yom. So, in any event, the same thing would be true over here at Lechora we're talking about. The same thing should be true about the Neder. And as long as, let's say, you're not going to eat whole wheat bread, okay, so then if that's the case, if the number of days you were over it, those are the days that you would have to keep it. But that's the pashtus, and that seems to be based on some very solid early brises and so on. Even though lemaisa, there are those rishonim that say that we're not talking about the same thing in the case of Nedarim. It's only in the case of Naziris that we have this idea of keeping the same number of days. But that's not how we pasuk. Okay. Omer Rav Yosef, Hoyil v'amir rabbanan ein niskakin lo. Look, since l'maisa, you are not allowed to get involved with this guy to help him out. So if a bezdin does do such a thing, bezdin demizdakeke lo avichaper. It doesn't simply mean over here that we don't chase after him to try to save him. It means that even in the event that the guy would come and would ask for it, even then we're not going to bring this calculo. And if a Bezdin responds to his request, you got to help me out, I'm in big trouble, I've been over on my Naziris, we don't help him out. And if the Bezdin comes along and is niskaklo, so then that is inappropriate for the best. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, we will even put, most Lord, this means Mishamtin on lay, means we even put the Bezdin into Nidui for doing such a thing. So, this is a pretty standard kind of thing that you find, where you have these modern Batei Dinim, they're going to come to your aid after you did something wrong, so they're going to make it possible for you to get away with murder. So as we were saying, that is not appropriate, and a Bezdin itself that would act in such a way, we are going to actually put the Bezdin into Nidah. So this is the way that most learn, and And this is a very surprising, surprisingly common kind of behavior in certain modern circles. So we don't do a thing like this. The Rishonim bring over here a maisa in which somebody actually did this. But the reason that he did it, because what the case was, and Tosafot brings this, the case was that a person had asserted on himself kol perot shebaolam, except for wheat. And he ended up being over on the Neder, and then he came to Beis Din, he came to Chacham, really, and that Chacham said that it was okay to be mater. And why? Because since there's no possible way to avoid being over on such a Neder, so therefore, if it's going to be a michshol, and he's going to come to be even more over, so because of that, we should be nizkaklo, except that he was machmer on him not to be poseach becharota, and the other chumers he was machmer on him, but he still was nizdakiklo. So that's brought even la halacha, that in a case where somebody is eimed to be nichshol in it, that then we can come to his aid that he shouldn't be nichshol. The chachamim omrim, so what does the melamdim oto mean? The Rambam understands that the melamdim oto means that up until now we've been talking about the difference between a Talmud Chacham and an Am Haaretz. So the Am Haaretz we're going to be on Shinoto, and we make him find a heter for the neder, and we open a petach. Melamdim oto refers even to Talmidei Chachamim. So what the Rambam says is we're goyarin by it. You know, you think you're so smart because you know all of the dinim and so on, so you're going to be mezalzel in this way and talk about answering your wife, but you really meant your divorced wife. This is inappropriate behavior for a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, will be malamed, even the Talmud Chacham will be geyerbo, even though we won't force him to get a heter because he knows perfectly well, get out of here, I know it's not a neder. But we will teach him that this is not the way to behave with the zilzo for nedar. Tana, la'olam al tehi ragil b'nedarim. Don't, even if you're talking about nedarim like these, do not be ragil in nedarim at all. Because the end result is yisofcha lima'ol b'shvuot. Remember that when we come to the inyanim of shavua, so as we said before, shavua is much more chomer. Because the very act of utilizing the Shem Hashem for shavua could be a shavua shav, and the use of the Shem Hashem in a way that you don't deserve to use, even in the worst circumstances, even going to be Mekayimet. And in the end, the result will be that you'll be Mayol even on Shavuos, because once you make your sensitivity dull, then it can continue to go and lose any chashivas for the entire element of Dibur. Even Chas v'Chalila, it uses the Shem Hashem. I'll give you another example. Don't eat with Amei Haaretz. Don't hang around Amei Haaretz. So say, okay, yeah, but I'm not going to go out to eat with him. He goes to, a restaurant without a good heksher. The end result is, sofcha la'achilcha tvalim. He'll tell you he took off meiser, and so you'll end up being friends with the guy. You're going to end up eating teva. Alti ragelet so kohen Amei Haaretz. This is talking about even a kohen. You shouldn't be friendly with a Kohen Am Haaretz, because even if you are a Kohen, sofcha la'achilcha truma, which will be tmeah, is another girsa. So it would be referring, that's how the Ran has it. So it would be referring even to a Kohen. And al tarbeh sicha im isha, don't hang out and talk a lot with a woman, sofcha lavo lidei ni'uf. So there, again, there's a breakdown in sensitivity of how life is a slippery slope. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yoshe Omer, kol hatsofe benashim sofo balidei avira. So a person who is into looking at women or is into pornography or whatever, the end result is he's going to do averas with these same women. V'chol amistakel ba'akeva shalisha, havin lo banim she'ina muhuganim. Even someone who's just looking at the heel of a woman. The Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about. Mistakel, remember, doesn't mean just to look at. It means somebody who is staring at something, looking intently at something to enjoy. So he will have children who are not very good quality children. Rav Yosef, this is talking about your own wife. Ishto nida. It doesn't mean, I mean, another woman, you're b'chlal not allowed to think about someone that is asura to you. But here we're talking about your own wife, who has a heter if she's a nida. So you're fine. The next week she'll be muteret to you, and it's unlikely that you're going to come with a avera with her. But nonetheless, even so, it's considered to be having lo banim shenu muganim, because you're looking where you shouldn't be looking. Yeah, it says Rish Lakish, but let's just understand that when we're talking about your heel, that is basically a Lashon Nekiyah. It doesn't mean the heel. It means a mokum that is mechuvan keneged ha'akev. It means that you're looking at the way she swings her rear end, or you're looking at directly at a mokum ha'erva. There are different approaches in the mefarshim. And when we talk about an akev, it's because either the heel is keneged that place in the body, is directly beneath that place in the body, or where she is sitting, so the heel would be placed there if she's crouching. And the other approach is keneged akev means that a heel actually looks like buttocks. So it would mean like staring at her as she's walking. So it's the same idea, but the point is we're not talking about necessarily some guy who's got a foot fetish or something. We're talking about just the Lashon Nekiyah, right? The Tanya. Ba'avur tihyeh yirato al pinechem. So this is an amazing thing that the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces that I am coming on Har Sinai for the most amazing reason. And this is in order that Yirat Shamayim should be on your faces so that they won't come. Lide Avera. What an amazing thing to say. That there everybody is terrified about the coming of the Shekhinah, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Tiru. Because the only reason that you're going through this is to learn permanently, Bavur Tiyeh Yirato Apenechem Levilti Techato. So what is that phenomena that is built into you, having been at Har Sinai? What is that? That is the sense of busha. So that the very fact that you were Eimed on Har Sinai was the recognition of your own vulnerability and how little your personal value without that relationship and all of the chashivas that is coming to you from the Shekhinah. And from that mutuality, that is the most incredible busha. So Klal Yisrael was zeicha to busha, which of course that was the tikkun for Adam Arishans, lo yud boshashu, and that's why the terrible events that followed, in which as the Gemara says, that your kfuye teiva, the same way that Adam was kafur teiva, in exactly the same way, in which Aisha asher natatali, and so on, all revolves around the same issue. So that if you don't have busha, so then it means that somehow or other that tikkun of Har Sinai you weren't part of. And it says over here that if a person senses busha, then levilti techato, which teaches you that a busha brings lidei yirat chet, and you're not going to come lidei chet. Mikan amru simin yofe ba'adam shu baishan. A person who is a shy person, and he doesn't like to show off. He doesn't like to make a big thing of himself and to be obviously present and stick out. A person like that is a sign that he was kena more of the inyanim of Har Sinai. As a matter of fact, the Acherim say that it's even more than that. Kol adam amit bayesh lo bimeira uchote. But someone who doesn't have boshes ponim, it's a clear sign that he is not from people that were amen on Har Sinai. Because what happened to the Tikkun of Har Sinai? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu came there in order that we should be zeicha to busha, so how come this person doesn't have busha? Must be that his parents actually were not Eimed on Har Sinai, and he brought his way in here. But he's not really from those who were Eimed on Har Sinai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai. You should know that there were four things that I was told by the Malachi HaSharet. Chigrin mipnei mahavi. By the way, remember we spoke about at the beginning of the Masechet about how it is that Masechet Nedarim relates in the end to interrelationships. I pointed out to you that its connection to the inyanim of Nashim is not a small issue, and that the question of Dibur and Neder and Ben Av Lebito and Ben Ish Leishto is so profound that here, this is the daf I was telling you about that all yeshiva kids love because it talks about sex positions and so on, you know. So the rebbes refuse to teach it, and therefore all the guys learn it. And so on. But that's because the sugyas are so strangely interrelated. Back at Gan Eden, remember that the entire idea of Kriya Shema is, and the finding the Ezer Kenegdai through Dibor specifically, was all involved in sexual connection with the Chayais and with the Behemais and with the understanding of the nature of relationship that developed into the way where we have all the Inyonim of Arayas follow from there. Hakein Yazov Ishat Aviv Etimo, and so on and so forth. So Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai, I was told four things by the Malachi Asharis. So we're going to see it doesn't literally mean that he was told by the Malachi Asharis. How come there are people that cannot walk, they're chigri? Mipnei shehofchim et shulchanam. So they turn, either it means they, and it means that it's about chlokas, whether this means the person himself or it means the children that are born from such intercourse, which is the way that most learn. So they turn their table upside down. So some learn that that means that he actually engages in anal intercourse with his wife. Or some learn that it means that he mounts her from the back. Or some learn that it means that the woman is on top and the male is below. Whatever, but it means it's a position that's not a classic accepted position. Okay. And why are people unable to speak? Because they're all involved in this oral sex, and they're menashkim alato makom, and therefore, since they're chayte with their mouth, so because of that, their mouths don't work. Chereshim mipnei mahavyan. And remember that the Gemara says that the Mokama Erva is the same as the Baal Tishakitsu. Because a woman's Mokama Erva is very naturally full of all types of moisture and things that are unpleasant. And because of that, a person who's Menashika Alasso Mokam is considered to be a Meshaketzit Nafsho. Karashim, Yipnei Havyan, which is interesting because, in other words, it's not the sexual issue of the oral sex per se, but it's it seems to be the aspect specifically of Baal Tishakit. Karashim, Yipnei Havyan, how come there are people who are also Karashim, meaning that they can neither speak nor hear? That's Yipnei Shem Esaprim B'Sha'at Tashmish. That's because they talk while they're having intercourse. So since that is nogea hearing and speaking, so mamela, it destroys both hearing and speaking. How about people that are blind? So why are they born blind, or why does somebody become blind according to others? They don't have busha, and they are looking at oisei makom in a woman. That's the Gemara, but that doesn't make any sense. You're saying you're not allowed to talk during intercourse. Veramino. Shalu et Ima Shalom, they asked specifically Ima Shalom, who is the wife of Reb Eliezer. They used to call her Ima. I mean, that was not really her name, but, it's everybody called her grandma. Mipnei ma banayich yefefin biyote. How come your kids are so beautiful? We must do something special. Omralayim, I'll tell you. It's because of my husband, Reb Eliezer, that enom esaperi mi lo bitchilat halayla v'sof halayla. He doesn't, now, she's using the word speak with me. Obviously, she's using that as a euphemism. In other words, he doesn't have intercourse with me at the beginning of the night or the end of the night, but only b'chatzot ha'layla. So again, the Mefarshim on the daf, this is not the way the Rambam brings this issue, which is in terms of health and has to do with having sex on a full stomach or when the person is feeling hungry. They bring it in terms of the context of the Gemara, which is say he doesn't want to think about any other woman. And he was very, very machmir about that, my husband. And because of that, at night, early in the night, where there are people walking by outside, and he may hear somebody else's voice, or in the morning, where people are already active outside, he would not sleep with me. Ela b'chatzot ha'layla. U'kishu misaper, again, using the word sipur, and according to some, this is good for the main point that the Gemara is asking. How could you call intercourse sipur if you're not allowed to be misaper? That's the idea. I mean, you're telling me, oh, so misaper. I mean, so what would that mean? U'kishu misaper, migalet tefach u'mechaset tefach. He doesn't even allow himself to sit out there and remain exposed. So he would be dressed, and he just uncovered exactly as much as he needs to uncover to get the job done, which is really usser. I mean, unless you have your wife's... Remember, somebody who says that, he has to give a get, and he has to pay the ksuva. We had that before. So it would mean that he specifically asked her reshus, and she gave him reshus. V'doma alav k'misha kafa'o shade. And I'm telling you, when he's having sex, it looks like he's got a demon on his back, and then he's trying to get things. So what does that mean? So the Rambam in the Mer Nevuchim has the most amazing pirush, unbelievable classic Rambam. But okay, but the Mefarshim and Daf Kifah Oshed means, you know, so he's going to get the job done as quickly as possible. So it's like, you know, he's got a jackhammer on his back who's a shade. You know, like, right? Rambam says, mamish unbelievable. He says the point is that an individual like that has to appreciate the fact, and this is very nogeh halacha lemaaseh about the whole sugya, you are not allowed to have intercourse as a job. Now we're going to see. And that's considered to be the worst possible thing, that a person is doing an act which he has no feeling for, he has no sexual desire for, he has no love for. That is considered to be, Rashi says in Nida, that's considered to be the mordim v'poshim, like the Gemara is going to say very soon. That's people who are morid be, posheya be, because the whole point over here is specifically the involvement in what you're doing. You can't go through the motions. And obviously, I mean, there's an extent in which you can't physically go through the emotions. I mean, it's got to be the motions. You've got to have some level of desire in order to be able to physically perform. So the Rambam says, amazing. Rambam says, kifo shade means that the person has to accept what he is. In other words, you are doing what God created you to do. And part of the creation of what you are to do, the rotson of habore she'asa'o kach, this is the lashon. He made you into a sexual being. And you have no right to sit there and say, well, you know, what am I getting turned on by such nonsense? On the contrary, kafo shade means your, this, by the way, is the way that we understood the Medrash about Esther, the Zohar, that Esther didn't really sleep with Ahasuerus. A shade went in her place, right? So we explain that to mean that the person without his own intellectual involvement and so on, just to be a human being, is to be stripped down to the pure shade aspect. And the Rav Tzadik points out, based also on this Mer Nevuchim, that that's why shade is built of the shame for HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Shakai. Because this is that element without the yud, but the element of pure physicality, that this is the way you were meant to be. So what, now you're going to complain? I understand. I don't want to be a sexual being. That's the whole point, Kilu Kafa Oshed. And that acceptance is the complete desire to be what God created you to be. Unbelievable insight. And he points out, the Reb Tzadik points out, that this is why every physical object is called Oysa Ritzain Beira. It's like we have this story where Pitlis Ben Yair comes to Ginoy Nahar, right? And Ginoy Nahar says, and so he says, you know, you got to split because I'm on my way to do Pidyon Shvuyim. So Ginoy Nahar says, well, what are you talking about, man? I'm doing the Ratzon of Hashem and you're doing the Ratzon of Hashem. Why do I split before you? Right? What do you mean you're doing the Ratzon of Hashem? You're just a river. So he says, that's the point. The flowing of a river is a tremendous gilui. This is the Ratzon Hashem of how the nature is built. So you see that all things, we say the same thing about the moon, right? Lo mishanim is tafkidam, sasim is mechim la'asoyis v'tzen kainam. Sasim is mechim la'asoyis v'tzen kainam. Like a piece of rock? Yes, of course. Because the entire universe is basically simply being oisek in what it is that nature is mechayev. So when a human being can accept upon, we spoke about this in the Yonim of Shimshon as well, when a person can accept upon himself the totality of what it means to be a physical being, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and he is therefore involved in the full acceptance of Ritzain Kainam, then that is Ki'ilu Kafa Oshed. Isn't it like an amazing Rambam? So it's not like something external. It's rather to stop trying to put your take on everything and be what it is entirely because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in the Olam. So that itself becomes the ultimate acceptance of what it is that you are. V'amarti lo, so when I asked him, so why do you put yourself into such a matzav and you're so sensitive not to hear other people and not to be overly stimulated by me or whatever? He said, because look, I'm nervous to maintain a complete and total involvement with you. I don't want for a moment another relationship to cross my mind when I'm with you. So my children might as well be mamzerim. Well, I'm thinking about someone else. So it's the full involvement in reproduction is mechayev, a complete and total relationship with the person with whom you will reproduce in togetherness specifically for that purpose. And if not, so then my children are going to be like mamzerim. And that's part of this whole discussion of what impacts a child in an inappropriate sexual relationship. So you see for here anyway that we call Sipur, we call intercourse Sipur. And if Sipur is Usur, how could we call it Sipur? Others learn that this, we're taking for granted that this conversation was taking place while they were sleeping together. And I asked him, you know, why is it that you're so careful? And he explained it to me while this is going on, but I thought it's Usur to speak. As we've seen before, there's Davka Mitzvah. This was the whole story of Rav Kahana who was under the bed with Rav. Remember, and he said, I need to see the way that you actually relate with your wife. You know, and man, you sure do an awful lot of talking over there, sort of sexy talk. I mean, what, you've never had any, it looks to me like you never had a steak before in your life, you know? And that's Rav says, okay, Kahana, get the heck out of there. But the bottom line is that we see that Dafka, there's an inyan to increase the level of sexual desire, because without that, the and this is also in the Sifrei Kedusha, the more sexual desire, the better is the madrega of the child, so that it is mamish haba hatalia. In that way, that it's not in order to fulfill your need for sex, but rather in order for you to be fully involved in the way that the world is meant to be. And therefore, it's impossible to do an act of intercourse without desire. Exactly the point. So this is why we're going to see, this is actually why we talk about Malachi Ashar, which we'll explain in a moment. Rabbi Yochanan says, all of this stuff about positions, and so that's all Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai's hang-ups. We don't care about sexual positions. Nobody's damn business. You can do whatever the heck you want to do with a woman. I don't understand. You go into a butcher shop and you buy a steak. The butcher is going to tell you whether you got to boil a steak, so it doesn't taste like anything, or whether it's going to make a barbecue on the steak, whether it's going to be rare, or it's going to be well done. You know, I can only buy a steak when the butcher shop gives me the instructions. That's not the way it works. Okay. So you went in and you bought a woman. So now somebody's going to be telling you, okay, here's the way that you're supposed to. That's insane. Who would buy a steak under those circumstances? It's the same exact thing. So, mashal basar habami beit atabach. Okay, how do you want to eat the steak? You want to eat it with salt? Fine. You want to eat it broiled over an open fire? Great. You want to sit and boil your steak? Okay, you can ruin it for yourself. Go ahead and boil your steak. Mavushalok. You want to stew it and turn a steak into a cholent? Oh, God. But okay, you know, who's going to complain? If that's what does it for you, have a cholent steak. And the same thing would be true about a fish. You buy a fish, somebody's going to tell you how to eat the fish. So what's the difference between a steak and a fish? The difference is that the steak, remember that the Gemara says a person should never be eating meat unless he's like totally full of taiva, ki tava nafshechem le'achol basar. Fish you can have without tava nafshechem le'achol basar. This is even less makbid in that sense. So, but wait a minute, hold on. How do you know better, Rabbi Yochanan? He was quoting the Malachi Asharis. You're going to argue in the Malachi Asharis, and you're going to say the Malachi Asharis had some hang-ups, and therefore we don't paskin like them? What is that supposed to mean? No, says Amimar. Obviously, when Yochanan ben Davoy was quoting the Malachi Asharis, he mean literally Malachi Asharis. Man Malachi Asharis, he was referring to the Rabbanan. Because, I mean, if you think it means literally the Malachi Asharis, Rabbi Yochanan can't say that he knows better than Malachi Asharis. I mean, don't you think that they know what's going on these levels more than you do? They know more about it. Therefore, he must amend the Rabbanan. So why would he call the Rabbanan Malachi Asharis? The Mitzayneke Malachi Asharis. Because they are Mitzuyanim. It's beautiful the way the Ran brings from the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Melamed Shayu Yisrael Mitzuyanim Sham. It means that it's like a totally different kind of nation, right? You could tell this is a Ben Yisrael in every way, the way you dress, the kind of names, the language that you use, the hanhoga that you have. This is not like us. And the same thing is true of Talmidei Chachamim. It's like they might as well be a different species, a different level of awareness, different issues of concern. So Memela, why did he specifically, in terms of Malachi Asharis? Because it needs to be, this is what the Rambam is saying, in the same way that Malachi Asharis have no other kavana in the world other than being Mesharis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one of the most difficult things in the world when it comes to sex. That's exactly the point. Because there is where things always get messed up. Because here you're caught in a bind. If you don't have really deep sexual desire, then you're not even supposed to be Isaac, as Rashi says, what, to do the mitzvah of Pruervu, or to do the mitzvah of Aina? Listen to his lashon, as a mitzvah bi'alma? That's like making your children mamzerim. I thought that's what you're supposed to. No, that's usher. You have to be involved in the mitzvah. So then, but if that's the case, then what prevents that desire from taking over? And then there's always that moment at which, like, now you give yourself completely over to physicality, not as a Malach HaShoris. That's exactly the point, that the most difficult Aveda in the world is to specifically be makabel on yourself, ki'ilu kafor shade, as a Malach HaShoris. That's like an amazing nekuda. So, amai korulu Malach HaShoris, the mitzayene ki Malach HaShoris. Ahu, ahi de'ata l'kamoi. The Rebbe, and Amrala, Rebbe. So a certain woman, Stam, comes in to complain to Rebbe. She doesn't know what to do with her husband, you know. I set the table, and he turned the table over. I don't know what the heck is with the guy. So she obviously didn't like his positioning, you know. So she's complaining to Rebbe. I mean, is this okay? He says, BT, well, I don't understand. Well, you're coming to me with him. What's none of my damn business? Torah itircha. I don't understand. The Torah said, ki yikach ishisha. Ani Maaseh, what, I'm supposed to get involved in your issues? And it was another woman, same thing, she comes to Rav. And she says to him, Rebbe, harachti lo shulchan v'afacho? He turned over the table. So Rav says, I understand, why is this different from the fish shop? I mean, I see lots of people buy fish, and some people eat it raw, and some people eat it broiled. And what is the difference? You got some problems? Don't talk to me, go to your psychiatrist. Okay, now, what is really the iser in which a person would think about one woman while relating physically to another woman, based on that pasuk, Rebbe said that is also merames to al yishte adam because ze v'itene nav because acher, that a person should not be drinking from one cup and let his eyes, so to speak, be looking at another cup. Both elements of what it is that you're looking at and what it is that you're being Isaac in and what it is that you're thinking of, achrei levavchem, achrei nechem, everything has to be consistent. And therefore, if there's a contradiction between your physical activity, you're saying, okay, well, I am very turned on, but not by my wife. I'm turned on by the pictures I'm thinking about. No, that's achrei nechem. That's exactly what is not mutter. Amaravina, this is obviously even when both of these women are his wives. That's the point. I mean, chas v'shalma, that we should think that he could be thinking about some pornographic picture or some woman that he's not allowed to be sleeping with. We're talking about both are his wives, but he's like not turned on by this wife. He wants this other wife at this time. And in fact, there are 9 situations. We'll say it's really 10, but we count it as 9. 9 situations in which this is what's wrong with the relationship that leads to children that are in improper children, that are called mordim and poshim, that they rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're poshim in the mitzvahs. So who is that? Amar Rabbi Levi, these are b'nei teisha midas. I'm telling you again, Rashi says in Nida that a person who does not have desire and he nonetheless goes through the motions because, well, you know, I have to keep my wife happy, so I got to pretend, then that is these teisha midas, because all of the inyanim of the teisha midas is that the person has to feel love and involvement and stimulation at the time that he's being oisik physically with a woman. So who are these 10 midas? So the simin for it, we turn it into 9, but we'll see it's really 10, because 2 of them are basically the same. B'nei osnat mashgach. So what does this stand for? So the aleph stands for 2 things, but they're essentially the same. B'nei ema, b'nei anusa. A woman who is like just, she's too scared to tell her husband, I'm not in the mood. You know, and like she just feels overwhelmed by him. That's a horrible relationship. So what's now he's going to sleep with her because she's going to feel I need to go along with him, you know, wish she would go to sleep and leave me alone. That's called ema. And anusa is even worse. I mean, anusa means chas v'shalom, and he actually forces her, you know. I say no, you say go, thank you very much. I mean, that's exactly what anusa would mean. So that's 1. We're counting those 2 as 1. And then we have b'nei snu'a. So this is a woman. I don't love her. And nonetheless, I'm going through the motions of sleeping with her. That's exactly as Rashi says. Well, that's what you're doing if you don't have any desire. B'nei nidui, if either of them are in nidui by Bezdin, or b'nei timura, we're over there, he's sleeping with one, and he's actually thinking about another, and he got confused as to which woman it is. There's a whole lot of discussion over here about this, the story of Leah and Rachel and Yaakov Avinu. Why aren't the children b'nei timura? Is it all kinds of issues of how it is that Yaakov Avinu was mechaven, ultimately that he's relating to whoever this is. And we had the b'nei meriva, even if it's not snu'ah, but even if right now you had a terrible argument and you're not in a loving mood. So, you know, so you're using sex to make up for the fight. No, that's not good. Because even though it's not snu'ah, but it's meriva. B'nei grushat alev, where you already had made up your mind. So you had divorced. And, oh, sorry, b'nei shichrut, I skipped. So over there, if you don't have your full awareness about you, so then there's no way that you can put your mind, heart, love, and feelings into what you're doing, because you're just going through, if you're drunk, it's like, you know, take a look at the shichrut or shalot, obviously over there, you know, there's no connection, you don't even know what you're doing. B'nei grushat halev, so that she was already in his heart, he wants to get rid of her. And b'nei irvuvia, so b'nei irvuvia means that I have mixed in different men. So this could be referring even to a woman who didn't wait the requisite 3 months. I don't know who the father is. So b'nei irvuvia, she's been sleeping with a lot of different people, or she didn't wait the time so that we could know who the children are. And b'nei chatzufa is that the woman is actually talks in a very chatzuf way about sex and demands that he does X, Y, and Z with her. Wait a minute. I thought that's a good thing. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Kol adam she'ishto tova'ato, havilei bonim she'afilu bedoro shomosh rabbeinu lo hayu kamotam. That a man whose wife has a relationship with him, that she feels that she can ask for intimacy with him. So then the children that are born from that, they will be kids that even Moshe Rabbeinu's generation didn't have such people. How do we know? Because in the generation of Moshe, remember that Yisrael says to him, Hovu lachem anashim chachamim u'nevonim. Did he ever find chachamim u'nevonim? No. He only found chachamim. It says over there, the kachas roshei shivtechem. It never says anything about nevonim. And yet we know that when it came to Yisachar, Ktiv Yisachar Chamor Gorem. What's the Chamor? That was the Chamor that it describes when it was that Yaakov Avinu was on his way into the Ohel Leah, so into Ohel Rachel. So it says that Leah came and greeted him and said, no, Eli Tavo, you have to come to me because Sechor Sechartika and so on. And what does it say there? Mibnei Yisachar Yodei Vina Le'itim. So the Nevonim are the ones that come Dafka from Yisachar. So you see that because Leah was able to have that relationship with Yaakov, so the children were even greater. And what are you telling me? That the Bnei Chatzufa, why wasn't that Chatzufa? No, wasn't Chatzufa. She didn't directly talk to him about sex. She was Meratzia Artsuye. So she got dressed, and she turned him on, and she showed him, come into my tent, my tent, my tent. I'm not saying what you're going to do there, but it's pretty clear from the way she's acting and the way she's dressed, that's something else. That's not called brazen. We're talking about chatzufa. That's like Azus Ponim. And this brings us to our kapitan, Hadran Alach Ve'elu Mutarim. Wow. Arba'a nidarim itiru chachamim. Okay, to be continued tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, see you then. Fascinating in Yonim and incredible that these are nidarim in Yonim, no? So you have to think about all of the various implications of this being a direct expression of the nature of Dibur and Kriyat Shemais and the way that humans are meant to learn to interrelate to life is fundamentally a matter of, believe it or not, in Gan Eden, it's all a matter of sexuality. And therefore, these inyanim of Zeh HaDavar is indeed, this is the issue, Zeh HaDavar. Okay, everyone. So our relationship with the Christians has not done us much good, as you may have noticed. At least the Sfarim are better off in this area. And they don't have as many crazinesses, but the Ashkenazim are really, really messed up from years of contact with the church. It's an amazing thing to see the difference.